Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Next up is Matt Letizia, who saw young Gareth Bale come through the ranks at Southampton and knew then that it was a matter of time before he was snapped up by one of England's big, voracious clubs. Gareth Bale is immensely talented, but doesn't have your skill set, so let's not be confused. But can I propose to you that he's slightly underappreciated for a guy who hasn't dominated Spanish and isn't going to? To go from Southampton to develop as he did at Spurs, which I thought he did hugely.
Eventually.
Yes.
It took him a while to break into...
Yeah, we've had Spurs Harry on team. This podcast, and Harry was blunt about on the training ground when he would say, no, leave him roll around and let me get up and stop, you know, leave your hair and whatever. But it's the same as you say about the end of season at Southampton. You know, people need to learn.
They do, absolutely.
In life
do.
And change.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so am I wrong in thinking that he's underappreciated in what he's achieved at Real Madrid?
Is he underappreciated?
We don't
Brits. I know what he's done. I know how good he is.
Yeah, tell me then.
I think having seen him as a 16-year-old come through at Southampton, you kind of realised, especially given the fact we were kind of in the Championship, and you see something like that come through, you kind of know he's not going to be at your football club for very long.
Yeah.
That's the situation we were in at the time. Same happened with Theo. After Gareth, it happened with Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Yeah.
You kind of know when you're in those leagues, you know, even in the Premier League now, you know, it's difficult to keep hold of your players, so we had no chance in the Championship. So having watched him kind of develop, you knew that quite quickly he was going to be snapped up by one of the big boys. It was Spurs, not just with Gareth, but I think with Theo as well, and perhaps with Alex. I've always kind of said that they moved a little bit too early before they were ready to go. Now, the only reason I say that is because it took them a while to get established at their new clubs, and I thought that time might have been better used gaining experience in that division, toughening them up a little bit at a young age in that division, playing proper competitive football. Because Theo didn't play a great deal of first team football when he first went to Arsenal. He was almost a permanent sub for a while there.
Yeah.
I thought they could have done a better learning experience in the real world, as I call it, playing in that league. So, but once he'd got established at Spurs, I mean, that season when Spurs were in the Champions League, somebody putting in those performances at a club like that, you've got to be a very special footballer. Not putting myself down here, but at Southampton, if you're a really good player and you kind of stand out a little bit,
mm-hmm.
If you go to a team like a Spurs or an Arsenal or a Man United and you're a player like that and you stand out in a team like that, that marks you out as a little bit different, mm-hmm. and a little bit special. And what he did eventually, those two seasons really before he went off to Real Madrid, were just outstanding.
Can you empathise with... I think you're very differently skilled.
Yeah.
Because I don't
you
think...
You can run quick for a start.
No, I mean in a positive sense. I think maybe the better way to say it is that you have skills that, as talented as he is, possibly he doesn't. But the way I can draw a line between the two of you, and I mean it that you part of what you're talking about is the Inter Milan games. Extraordinary.
Yeah.
The degree to which the Spurs team started to look at him and say, well, give the ball to Gareth. Now,
absolutely.
I remember that from an Alan Ball team talk. You give him the ball, give him the ball. Now, that's fine, but you're also giving pressure all the time.
Yeah.
He started to score goals off his other foot. He started to score goals from headers. He started to play as a full centre-forward coming in. You watch the trajectory, and then you look him at Real Madrid, and the cup final comes a lot. Cristiano doesn't fancy him at the moment and says, the club says, for God's sake, say that Cristiano costs more, because that's the psychology, and Gareth's got to handle that without Spanish. And a cup final turns up, and he scores in the cup final.
Yeah.
European cup final comes up, you know where I'm going. I can draw a line between your appetite for pressure and responsibility and
absolutely.
His.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think you can also add to that the way that he coped in the Euros in the summer.
That's extraordinary, wasn't it?
I just thought the way he handled himself in the media with all the hopes of a nation kind of almost resting on his shoulders, and yet he looked so relaxed through it all, looked like he was enjoying every second of it, and I thought he was brilliant at it. So he just came out of that tournament with so much credit. And what he's gone on to do has been phenomenal. And I kind of know how good he is, and I watch him, and I know what he's achieved. So I don't view him as being not really valued where he is, because I can see what he's done. But there are...
I guess what I'm talking about is, number one, I think a lot of Brits choose not to go abroad because they're scared of it.
Mm.
Secondly, many that go just simply can't handle the change of culture, change of language, change
absolutely.
Of discipline in life. He has.
Yep.
And beyond that, there's this, I mean, I don't want to call out my own profession, but there's this constant, I get tired of that little old Real Madrid in a minute, Manchester United. Every single month since he's gone away, there's been a story about he'll choose a big club soon in Manchester United. We turned him down in the summer when Ryan Giggs said to him, we want you. No, I'm going to Real Madrid. And I don't feel that across the fan base here and across the media, there's enough recognition of his character, his appetite for pressure, the active choices he's made to go to Real Madrid ahead of Manchester United, no disrespect to them, which again, I'm drawing something of a line.
I think it tells you a lot about him personally that he would do that, because it would have been quite easy for him to have gone on Manchester United.
Giggs?
In this country.
Countryman?
I think he was a big fan of Giggs growing up. As you would be as a Welsh kid, you know, who wouldn't?
Slightly.
That would have been the easiest thing in the world for him to do. But I think you're absolutely right. He showed such great character and such great mental strength to go, no, I'm going to go right to the top, and I'm going out of my comfort zone. You know, I've grown up, and I'm going, and that's the team for me. And fair play to him, he's done brilliant.
And whenever you see him scoring goals in the Champions League or winning trophy, you just see that little Southampton crest just glowing through the room.
Yes.
Shirt. There's a little bit of that.
He was one of us once.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics, all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.